It's the most listened to sports talk show in Canada because it is the smartest.
Is there any chance you can, like, you know, reach into the bin of CDs or DVDs and just boom?
Here comes the... Boom. Here comes the... Boom.
That's it.
Bob McCowan, Primetime Sports. Sportsnet. Sportsnet Radio. The Fan 590.
For those of you that have been listening to the Andrew Crystal Show, we apologize. We're sorry. Well, I was listening with some interest on the way in, and it's a topic we have addressed on this program, and the essence of the entire essence of the conversation revolved, I thought, around the wrong thing. It's not whether women's sport is any good or not. The sole motivation for a man to watch any woman's sport is... Are they half naked? Are they good looking? Other than that, it don't matter. I don't care what the quality of competition is. I don't care how good they are. I don't care if it's a world championship or your next door neighbor playing somebody. Guys are only interested in women's sport if it's good looking chicks. Crystal made reference to my admiration for women curlers. Well, that's not true. Women's curling, as I have said on many, many occasions, is dramatically inferior to men's curling. Dramatically inferior. I understand why. I mean, there is a physical element to curling that in which women cannot compete with men. That's perfectly understandable. That they don't have a complete grasp of strategy is puzzling to me. But there must be something in the genes with that too. But I will watch women's curling if there's a good-looking curler out there. It's as simple as that. This is not about my competitive fires being ignited. These are entirely different fires that are being ignited when I watch women in sports. And what is the compulsion, it would seem, with women's volleyball? Have you actually watched women's volleyball? I have never, I repeat, never seen a female volleyball player that I would consider to be attractive. I'm not saying they're all dogs. I'm not saying they all look butch. But it's just not overwhelming, you know what I mean? Hockey ain't going to watch because you can't see them. Soccer I never watch because it's soccer. And why would you watch an inferior product? And you don't get enough close-ups in soccer anyway to tell whether they're attractive or not. And that is the essence for all men. End of topic, end of discussion. Give me an attractive woman playing a sport, I'll watch. Not because of the sport, but because they're attractive. Absent that, I got other things to do. Last night, Greg Zahn was supposed to join us, and I don't know what happened. We got screwed up. And then Zahn was on when we were compelled by contractual obligation to discuss the ridiculous UFC contract with Rogers. Complete waste of Rogers' money. I believe it to be less than a coincidence that last night I was sitting at home minding my own business when Rogers called me. Doodly-loom. Some lovely lady trying to upsell me on some services. We have noticed that your cell phone usage is blah, blah, blah. For only $5 more, we have a special deal. Well, I said to her, I said, no, you haven't got this special deal thing figured out. The phrase you want to address me with is for $5 less, not $5 more. $5 more is not a deal. It's a deal for you, Rogers. It's not a deal for me. I believe the sole motivation for calling me to try and get another $5 out of me is to pay the outrageous amount of money that we've coughed up to UFC for those rights. Waste of time. But I was compelled by a contractual obligation to have a thing two in here and discuss this new four-year contract. I'll not be watching a moment of it. However, today is a special day. 40 years ago today, Joe Frazier fought Muhammad Ali for the heavyweight championship of the world. Madison Square Garden in New York, two undefeated heavyweight champions. Ali coming back after his absence. Why are you hanging up your coat in my studio?
I was told to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you know. So now I got him? For 5 minutes. Crap. This is like going to the dentist. So just sit there and be quiet for a second. I'm not finished giving my lineup here. Have you ever been on TV before?
Yeah.
On radio doing? Have you ever done radio?
Can I talk now?
Have you ever done radio on TV?
Never.
This is your first. Look at that. That's you up there on television. You're nervous?
As the Russians would say, I feel like a virgin.
Russians never said that. Madonna may have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna can't remember when she was a virgin. Joe Frazier, former heavyweight champion, will join us on the program 40 years after the Ali Frazier fight at Madison Square Garden. Nick Kyprios of Sportsnet, another contractual obligation. Steve Moore's lawyer, Tim Danson, 7 years ago today, was the incident, was the hit, the Bertuzzi hit, 7 years ago today? Really? Wow. So we'll talk about Steve Moore. Zani will be with us because he couldn't make it yesterday. Lester Munson and Damian Cox will be with us in a bit. Now you're here. What are you looking at? It's your first day?
I'm playing with my headphones.
Oh, my God. That was loud. Are those the ones you wear usually?
I don't know. I usually sit in this chair. It's all right.
I'll get used to it.
Only one can works. That's fine. Reminds me of my old building. I don't watch women in sports, and I'm proud of it.
You're telling me a good-looking babe.
Yeah.
You know, great body. Maybe. Who was the tennis?
That would be the only reason.
Wait a second. Shush. Who was a tennis player from Brazil or Argentina a number of years ago? Gabriella Sabatini. Remember Gabriella Sabatini?
Sure I do. I included tennis as one of the sports.
No, wait. It's not about tennis. Gabriella Sabatini had especially in midsummer, would go out on the court and sweat up a storm.
But Nancy and Hamilton.
And her tops would be very clean.
See, Nancy and Hamilton would be calling you a pig.
Good.
She called me up and she said I was disgusting.
Yeah, well.
It was all about sex.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it's about. That is exactly what it's not about. See, I think you missed part of the point. The part of the point is that there is no woman's sport that would compel me to watch based on the competitive nature of the event. I'm not interested in women's tennis. I'm not interested in an inferior product, no matter what it is. Your radio show, for example.
Correct.
So.
Should a girl do it?
If a girl was doing your show?
She couldn't.
There's no chance.
No.
Maybe back to the sports babe.
Yeah.
How'd that work?
You ever see her?
Not so good. Well, it's radio. So, you put a good Anna Kournikova. Gabriella Sabatini.
So you want to see the best. Well, I think that is.
It's about sex.
That's why the heavyweight division sells in boxing more than the lightweight division.
Do you want to watch women's boxing?
No.
Layla Ali is a very attractive lady. I was going to say girl, but she's not a girl. She's a lady now. I think she's a mother and wife and all kinds of things. very attractive. But in the ring with the head, the boxing things on, and you know, the loose fitting stuff, and they, you know, they put the strap around their boobs, whatever they do. Yes, you know, I'm watching that.
Is that the only thing they strap on?
No, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
I'm not
watching it.
You watch women's curling because you have your favorite girls.
Well, because if they're attractive, I'll watch them.
You watch women's tennis?
So I watch the Breyer because good curling. I don't watch women's curling because good curling. It's crappy
curling.
I like
to see, is Serena Williams still included in the female gender?
I've never been a Serena Williams fan.
She reminds me of the East German swim team, Serena Williams. I think they should do a drug test with her.
No, she's just a big girl. Very athletic. Dominant tennis player.
Looks like she uses.
But I don't care.
She looks like she uses the men's room.
I don't care. Martina Navratilova. Great player. Don't care. But I remember the cute ones.
But I would like to see the Williams sisters beaten. So if there's another.
What's that got to do with the price of tea?
Well,
you don't even watch.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Why tennis? Why only tennis?
I liked it when Serena Williams was yelling at the ref. That was good. That was good to see.
Did you never see Jimmy Connors or John McEnroe yell at
it? It was better when Serena did it.
Well, it was much better when they did it. It was profane.
Connor did it all the time.
It was profane. I like that.
It did it all the time.
Swearing. And they didn't bleep it either.
Connors.
Got to be careful who you
Connors did it
watch
all the
with.
Time. So it's International Women's Day. What are you doing for it? I know you woke up today and you said, it's International Women's Day. What can I do?
I did not know it was International Women's Day until I turned on the radio on the way drive, on the drive down, and heard you talking about it. As if this was the perfect opportunity for you to create a topic out of nothing.
I already promised it yesterday.
And you blew the topic because you missed the point.
No, I didn't. I'm just not interested in watching women's sports. Because I don't identify with it.
You sit down on the couch.
I talk about contact.
One day,
I did mention contact.
And there's a half-naked woman there, attractive half-naked woman. You're watching. I bleep and guarantee it. You can't lie to me. Yeah.
But that's not, I'm not watching like women's hockey, for example.
No, because you can't see them. Well, because they have the baggy uniforms on. You can't see their bodies, and you can't see their faces because they got the helmet and the face mask and all the other stuff on.
You can't
see them.
Wouldn't want to see them anyway.
I actually, last year I was at a golf course. I was going to say tournament, but it wasn't a tournament. I was just invited to a golf course. I won't mention the golf course. And the next day at this golf course, they were having a tournament, a fundraiser, I think, for the women's hockey team, women's national hockey team. Mm-hmm. And the day I was there, a couple of the ladies came early, and there were a couple of members of the women's team there. Very attractive. Very, very, very attractive.
Were you aroused?
I won't go that far.
Now, I like hitting, and you don't see hitting with women's sports generally.
So what?
So that's why I don't watch.
You don't see hitting in soccer. Do you watch soccer?
Hate it.
You don't see hitting in tennis.
It's
ah, goes that argument. Next, what else?
Well, no, not all the sports have to have
hitting. What other balloons would you like to stick a pin in?
In a sport where you're used to seeing some body checking, and then all of a sudden you don't because it's women playing.
It's not women. It's not the fact there's no body checking that. I mean, you can tell the difference between women's hockey and men's hockey.
I would rather. When it comes to soccer, I'd rather shoot myself than watch women's soccer.
I was at the Olympics last year. I went to a women's hockey game. I think it was the first Canadian game. It's 12-0 or something.
Yeah.
13-1, something like that. I think it was the first, maybe the second game of the tournament. But it wasn't because it was 13-0.
But it's the Olympics, so you kind
of... Nah, it's not very good.
Do you know that the Lingerie Women's Football League on?
No.
Remember I had the...
Now you're talking.
Yeah, but when I had her on, you made fun of me. I phoned you at home, and you said, why do you have her on? She's a bimbo. I said,
yeah, I
know she was a bimbo. So am I, and I'm on.
What'd she look like?
Now...
She attractive?
She's presentable, yes.
Well, so the answer is no.
What?
Presentable means no.
Yes, she's... Look, she's doing lingerie football.
She's decent
but
looking.
But you know what she said?
Did she have lingerie on when she came in here?
No, but there are naked pictures of her on the internet.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like naked?
Well,
naked?
I had to do research only for the show.
I'll bet you did.
Now, here's the deal. She said that volleyball, beach volleyball, is far more revealing than any other lingerie football.
Well, they're in little bikinis here, but most of them are, to be honest, with no disrespect intended, I've never seen a beach volleyball player that I found attractive. Most of them have athletic bodies. It's not my thing. I like curves.
Okay.
And they have athletic bodies. And I'm sure.
But they're in very skimpy bikinis, Bob.
Yeah, so what?
Like, you know? Super skimpy. Like.
I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in whether they're. I'm not interested in their ability to play. I'm not interested in their physical attributes or their athletic attributes.
So you don't watch women in sports much?
Only when they're good looking.
You're not watching them for sports. You're watching them for sex appeal.
Yeah, entirely, 100%.
Okay, there we go.
100%.
So we're pretty close together then on this topic.
Yeah, except for your tennis thing. You like women's tennis. I don't know why. I mean,
now and again. I mean, occasionally I'll watch it. I'm not, rapidly sitting there in the front row. You know,
one of the saddest, most profoundly depressing moments of my life was the day Gabriella Sabatini announced her retirement. And I knew I'd never see her again. Sweating up on my TV.
You watched that?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, when Gabby sweat.
So it's International Women's Day, Bob. I'm pleased that you're...
She'd just be, it'd be dripping off her, too.
Celebratory mode.
It was like a wet T-shirt contest with her. That's what it was.
But they wear bras, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they wear those. I think they wear those athletic bras.
Okay.
So they're not like the industrial strength.
Are they affected by air conditioning?
There is every evidence that they are. Yes.
Okay. There we go. We're at just least, speaking
at,
honestly.
At least Gabriella seemed to be.
We are speaking honestly.
It always appeared that there was, in the midst of this humidity that surrounded her, there was, from somewhere, cold air was blowing. I cannot explain it. That's all I can tell you.
I must ask you about.
And then you have to go.
Okay, Muhammad Ali.
Because I can't tell you how bored I am.
Joe Frazier. 40 years ago today.
I was not there.
The greatest greatest fights of all time. What are your...
George Shivallo was on earlier, and he said he was watching the fight at Maple Leaf Gardens on pay-per-view. Now, he may have been, but I watched a fight with George Shivallo. I watched several fights with George Shivallo on pay-per-view. And the first one I ever went to was at Maple Leaf Gardens. And the screen was at one end of the gardens, and we were up in the press box. And I made the critical, fundamental, and nearly perilous mistake of sitting between Shivallo and the screen. So we're looking. So Shivallo's here. I'm here. Screen's there. So we're kind of turned. Here's what I didn't know about George Shivallo. While he's watching a fight, he's actually fighting it. So Shivallo is sitting there watching.
He's throwing punches.
Yeah. And every once in a while, thunk. Ah! In the shoulder.
Really?
The entire fight. And I don't remember who it was. It was in the early 80s. It was late 70s. It was an Ali somebody fight. I don't remember who it was. All I remember was he was rooting for Ali. He was actually rooting for Ali. And he kept whacking me in the arm. I got home, and I mean from here, from virtually my shoulder to my elbow, was black and blue. Beat the crap out of my arm. And I kept saying, Jesus, George, stop. And he go, oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, come on, Muhammad. Wow, ow, jeez. Anyway, I never made that mistake again.
That was a hell of a fight with Frazier and Ali 40 years ago.
Oh, my God. I remember it like it was yesterday. Joe Frazier is going to join us on the program. Joe Frazier.
Good job. Looking forward to speaking to Smoking Joe.
Well, yeah, except Smoking Joe is, it might be hard to understand. I was with him about a year ago. He came up to Toronto for some event, and... he and Shivallo were there. I don't know what the hell it was. Maybe it was more than, it must have been more, oh, it was more than a year ago. Several years ago. Anyway, I was there, I was with him, and I was standing talking to he and George. And I from me to you away, I couldn't understand him. He was talking, I didn't know a word he was saying.
Is this?
So I'm not. I don't know about this interview tonight. Could be iffy.
Still Joe Frazier.
It's like Bob Dylan.
He's
ever meet Bob Dylan?
He is mad. No, I'm not.
Here's Bob Dylan at a cocktail party. So Bob, this is Bob Dylan. Hi, how are you? Oh, I'm a big fan. Hi, how are you? No idea what he said.
Really?
Yeah. But he did it with that, you know, the Bob Dylan. The
really? You're kidding?
Oh, no.
That's mind how he sounds?
He was wasted.
Was he?
Whoa.
Big drunk.
No, I don't think that. I don't think it was.
Joe Frazier.
It was something else.
Joe Frazier.
You have to leave now.
Program is still angry to at Muhammad Ali.
Get off.
All right, well.
It's 21 past the hour. We're late. Damian Cox will be next. See, I'd rather have more of you and less of him. That's what I'm doing here. It's prime time on The Fan, and look at Sportsnet 1.
The freaks come out at night. ESPN Radio, tonight at 11. Now, more of Bob McCowan and primetime sports on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590.
Passier, McCown on a radio program. On memo to Sportsnet, to the boneheads, the idiots over there. You know what would be better than showing all those promos that they show during the commercial break? See, here's the thing. TV only can carry 12 minutes of commercials in an hour. Radio can carry, well, we can carry as many as we want. And we have a few more. Hey, do you have a tea for me, by any chance? What's that there? Is that possible? Thank you. That'd be lovely. I appreciate it. Would have sat there all day. Just ignore me. Don't worry about me. Thank you. So here's my advice. Instead of showing all these ridiculous promos that because they don't have enough commercials, they can't fill all the commercials. Our breaks are too long on radio, so they can't fill them all, so they got to run music, vignettes, and all kinds of other crap that nobody cares about. Just leave the camera on in the studio. Don't cut away. Just leave the camera on. Is a constant parade of morons, imbeciles, idiots, wannabes, salespeople parading through here. You can watch it all. You can watch all the stuff. You can't hear it, but you'd be able to watch all the nonsense. And if you read lips, it's pretty earthy in here. It does cut in a bit to the paper, listen. But that's a radio thing. See, that's an audio thing. That's what I'd do if I was Sportsnet. Mind you, I'm smarter than them. Here's Damian Cox for two segments, it says. So, sir, Damian Cox for two segments. Oh, boy. Hello, Cox.
Well, let's see how it goes. Let's see how the first segment
goes. I've already eaten up half of one segment, so I got you off the hook a bit.
Yeah.
What are you doing today, anything?
Usual stuff, running around.
Nothing.
No, I did some insignificant things today. Of course, I can't tell you about any of it.
Well, now, is this work-related stuff? Did you do any work-related stuff? Or just
Yeah.
Or did your wife send you out for nuts and bolts?
That happens every day. I thought I might see you at the Pat Burns Gala last night. But
oh, I wanted to go. I meant to go. Yeah. I planned to go.
Brunt was there. Shannon was there.
You know, I made a key mistake. You will understand this. I forgot to tell my wife. And so she made other plans with other people. And then I was dead.
Well, there's the other thing, too.
What other thing?
Well, you're a hermit.
No, that was not it. That was not the issue. I told Brunt that I forgot to tell Beelzebub about last night. And so
you might want to edit that. The real show comes out, when it comes out live, that.
No. And she booked a dinner with two other couples, and like that was it. I'm dead. I had to do that. So
I'm sure you had a lovely time. But at any rate, it was a good function.
Good.
Lots of money raised for
excellent
arena. Yep. Pat's wife was there, Lynn, and And Mike Keenan and Gary Green, of course, did all the organizing. Rod Black did a lot of stuff. Dave Bedini and the band. It was really, it was packed. Holy smokes.
Excellent.
Yep. That was quite good.
Did you stay for the whole night?
No.
Did you stay for part of the night?
I stayed for part of the night.
Like, did you just put in an appearance and then leave?
No, I was there for more than an appearance.
Sleep?
I was there for exactly two beers.
You had two beers?
I did.
Or someone... This was the approximate amount of time it would have taken for a normal person to drink two beers.
It was a regular business.
Oh, okay.
And then today we wake. Well, I had stuff to do, and then we were realizing about the Gary and Bill run down to Phoenix to save the Coyotes one more time today. Huh? Did I hear this latest deal in the Phoenix Business Journal?
No, I didn't see.
Well, it's funny, though, because the Phoenix media has been way behind on the story. Either they've been apologizing for them or they've been, you know, trying to cut deals on their own. But
I don't think they care.
Well, that's part of it. So the report, though, in the paper, you'll love this one. I may not have the numbers exactly right, but the report suggests that the new plan is to cut the bond issue from, say, $100 million to $70 million. And the NHL would take less than the $170 million that they've been demanding so far, and then Holsizer would kick in a little bit more, and Bob's your uncle, they'd have a deal. Now, how this gets around the Goldwater Institute problem, I'm not quite sure.
No, me neither.
But this is, according to the, I believe it's the Phoenix Business Journal, that's their latest report of the deal that's cooking. Now, interesting, the Goldwater people are saying they want this whole thing to be done in public. Well, Gary and Bill ain't going to do anything in public, as you know. So they're down there today, and I guess we're going to find out whether there's a deal or there isn't a deal.
Don't you think it's about bleeping time?
Well, they probably have a bit more time to play around with if they want. I mean, you know, this is about rape and pillage, right? This is about blackmail. This is about forcing a city to cough up the do-re-mi. And so they'll take as long as they can, and if they can't force them to do it, then they'll move on and start to blackmail Winnipeg or Quebec City. Who's ever next in line?
Now, the city of Glendale did not file an action against the Goldwater Institute yesterday, is that right?
I guess not. What a ridiculous action that would have been.
$500 million lawsuit.
Yeah, we want you to stop trying to make sure we observe the law.
that's about it.
We want to break the law, and these people
are not allowing it.
So we are suing them. Gosh darn it.
This is not fair. Other people are allowed to break the law.
Absolutely. Why can't we?
And they're preventing it from happening.
That's right.
And we are not going to take this.
That's right. It's people like this who, you know, didn't let the Enron people get away with what they wanted to get away with.
Well, and don't we all wish they had?
I'm not kidding. So
actually, they did, mostly.
Well, some of them went to jail, right? What was the main guy's name? Kenneth Lay?
Yeah.
So he went to jail, right?
One of the guys committed suicide, didn't he?
Yeah, it might be.
One of those guys, I think.
Bad stuff happened.
Yeah, it was bad stuff.
So anyways, I don't know if this story ever ends, right?
No, no, it'll end. It won't go on like forever ad nauseum. It'll end. I suspect that their timeline really is the middle of April when the season ends.
It might even be later than that. But here's what I'm thinking. If this guy, Holsizer, who people seem to think is a good guy and has money and has other partners.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who has money but has no desire to spend any of it.
Well, exactly. So, like, if he won't put in the requisite amount to buy a franchise, like we believe this Terry Pegula guy has done in Buffalo, right?
Right.
The number was, what was the number there?
180, 185, something like that.
So he said, okay, here, I'll buy it. Here, I'll write the check, sign my name. Here you go. This guy doesn't seem to want to spend any of his own money.
No, no, it's better than that, Damien. The deal is they give him $195 million. He gives them back $170.
Yeah.
So he gets the team plus $25 million.
But
I'd do that deal.
But presuming that...
Call me. I'm in.
Yeah, well, and see, here's my question. You say, when is this, you know, this story will be over then. See, even if this guy gets control of this team, I'm not sure the story's over. First of all, we have no guarantee the team will be successful. Second of all, if the team continues to have issues, you know, then there's no indication at all that this guy will put his money into it.
I don't think he has to. I think Glendale has agreed to subsidize any losses.
This is the worst deal in the history of deals.
And you know, of course it is. And you know this team isn't going to draw flies. They have a pretty good hockey team.
Yeah.
They're drawing nothing.
Attendance these days? Where I haven't looked lately. I know Atlanta's the bottom.
Well, they had 5,500 the other night.
Who, Phoenix did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
That's not good, Bob.
That's not good. There's nobody going. I mean, if you charged $100 for parking.
That's the other part of the story. So
that's how they're going to repay the debt, is to charge for parking. I'm sure that'll encourage people to come. Remember when that parking was free and you didn't want to come? Well, now you're going to have to pay. Oh, well, hell, I'll go now. Honey, grab the kids. Let's go. They're going to charge for parking.
Let's take two cars.
Yeah, come on.
But that's the other part of this deal, that they say, okay, they're going to give him raise all this money, these bonds, and they're going to give it all to him,
right.
And then they're going to get money back from parking. Well, how much possible money can they get back from parking?
I did the math on it. It's about $80 a night. That's going to take a long time to pay back.
I mean, that's the thing. So
they got to pay $8 million a year in interest.
And the guy who did all their estimates for them and stuff has apparently been charged with fraud.
The Coyotes can make this work if only they can play 10,000 games a year.
That's right.
I've done the math.
But only pay the players for 40 home games. Well, the GM is next week in Boca, but I don't think they'll have anything to say.
Oh, they don't care about this. So here's the other interesting thing. So you know where the parking is in Phoenix?
Well, I've been there. I mean, it's around the arena, right?
No, it's next door at the mall.
Does the mall know about this?
Yes, apparently the mall is owned by the city. The city controls the parking there, but okay. They've never charged before. But it's mall parking. It's okay. Not for the arena. Well, I guess it is, but I mean, it's not. So here's the deal.
And you have to drive there. There's no other. I've been there. There's no other.
No other way there. There's no public transit. So here's the interesting thing.
You could take a helicopter.
Suppose you want to go to the mall around the time a hockey game's on. Do you have to pay for parking to go to the mall?
Well, maybe it's not all the mall's parking.
Well, how do you differentiate?
Well, I'm sure you can put up lots like every other place does, put little signs on.
Well, suppose the mall's having a sale.
Well, I guess, I look at it the other way. Why would you pay then? Why don't you just go to the free mall parking and walk over?
Exactly. That's part of the issue. Or if I want to go to the mall and I drive up and they say $28, I go, get the bleep out of here.
I'm going to the mall. No,
I'm sorry.
Going to the hockey game.
You look like a hockey fan to me.
<That's>
What the hell?
We know everybody who goes to these games, and you look like one of them.
You're one of those guys, aren't you? You're a hockey guy. Cough it up, $28. Or get lost.
Yeah, this is a good deal.
So this is going to work out great.
Now
we got to take a break. Hold that thought, whatever it was.
Okay.
As stellar as it might have been. 19 before the hour. Time for a break. You're watching on, or you're listening on the Fan, or watching on Sportsnet 1.
Sports Central with Zach Cooper tonight at 7. Now more of Bob McCowan and Primetime Sports on Sportsnet Radio, The Fan 590.
How can they be so late coming back? Too much Phil. It's McCown on a radio program, also on Sportsnet 1. Ironing out the bugs with that one. Speaking of bugs, here's Damian Cox. You were about to say, or in the midst of saying, before I so rudely interrupted you, do you even remember?
Of course I remember.
Okay, go.
What was it? No. I can see why they're going to try to hang on to this thing, so to keep this thing in Phoenix for a while longer, though.
Seriously?
Well, they're trying to cut a TV deal, right? Their window of exclusivity with Versus closed, so they want to get some sort of competition going. So they go into meeting with the suits at ESPN.
Right.
We're going to put them on ESPN 7 or whatever, and trying to cut a new deal with NBC. And those guys are going to look at them and say, "So hold it. You're telling us that you've just decided to move a franchise from the, I think it's the seventh largest TV market in the U.S. You're going to move the team from the seventh largest city in the U.S. and you're going to put it in Winnipeg, and you want more money from us."
Yeah. I do see that, except
part of it. People see attendance,
right,
and they see losses, and they don't see that part of the equation, I think,
right.
So
here's what I would say, though, if I was the National Hockey League. Have you checked the attendance in Phoenix? How many people do you actually think will be watching? There will be more people watching in Winnipeg. Now, I know that doesn't really help ESPN, but like, it may be the seventh largest television market. But unless there are a whole bunch of closet hockey fans in the greater Phoenix area, ain't nobody paying any attention.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think? Right, but obviously they're going to sell them. They can grow it, right? And they'd rather have it. And if you start,
well, they can try.
I'm sure their theory would be: we start putting the Phoenix Coyotes on national television. Now, you and I both know the only teams they ever want to put on national television. I mean, the only teams I think NBC believes there are three teams in the National Hockey League: Washington, Pittsburgh, and Detroit.
That'd be about it.
So, but I'm sure their theory would be: you give them national exposure, they become a good team, then you get generate more. It's the chicken and the egg thing, right?
Yeah. Somebody's yelling there in the background.
I know.
That?
I think it's Dawson. Dawson, hello. There you go.
Kids home from school.
Kids are home from school.
How about them Maple Leafs, huh? We hardly ever talk about them here. We really should talk about them.
I know. You know, and I get grief all the time from people. Say, get McCown to talk more about the Leafs.
No, I know. We should talk more about them.
He doesn't like hockey.
I don't dislike hockey. I'm not a believer, you know. And I don't want to be accused of teasing the public or contributing
I think we can talk about it. I mean, the numbers are daunting, right? I mean, it is like an awful lot of things would have to happen.
The biggest problem, as I see it, Cox, is that they've played as well as you can play over the past month.
Right.
You can't, and you can't play. I don't care who you are. Forget the Toronto. You can't.
Last 10 games, they're 6-1-3, and they've lost a little ground. I mean, Buffalo got hot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I think there are two separate issues here. I think one is, will they make the playoffs? You know, what do they have to do to make the playoffs? But the second thing is, where is the team? And where are they in the development? Are they? Is this an indicator of whether they're a good team? They're an improving team or not? So I do think they are separate issues, not necessarily linked at all. I mean, obviously, if they get red hot, win the last 16 games in a row, they probably will make the playoffs. But we know they're not going to do that. So they could win 10 games down the rest of the stretch, and they probably wouldn't make it.
So let me ask you this.
What would that give them? 80, what do they got now? 67 points, right? Okay.
I don't know what you're trying to figure.
Okay. Dawson,
would you be more hi, Doss? Would you be more surprised? Jeez, am I interrupting you?
He said hi, Bob. And then he said Bobcat.
So
sorry,
Doss. Don't you have a hockey game to go to or something? So, which would make you more surprised? The Toronto Maple Leafs make the playoffs, or the New Jersey Devils make the playoffs? Because nobody's hotter than them.
No, I know.
They are ridiculous.
But they're still 8 out.
I know.
And they've won basically all their games since Christmas.
Well, that's the point. Nobody can beat them. The Leafs have played pretty well. Yeah. But New Jersey has played out of their minds.
I know.
They're the best team in the NHL since the break.
I know.
Miles.
I think they're 22-2 since January 9th.
That's stupid.
They've given up more than 2 goals twice.
Wow.
You can't score on them. And Kovalchuk gets one and sets up one a game. So your chances of beating them are difficult. And that's kind of an interesting story, too, because look, we all piled on the Kovalchuk thing in the fall, and this is done.
Now he's playing his ass off.
And now he's playing, and, you know, and I think it shows you, and I wrote a little bit about this the other day, but, you know, this has been a season where, you know, Edmonton, they haven't tried. Again, 2 second season in a row, we're not going to try to win. We're just going for draft picks. Now, Ottawa, they've got into that game. They're trying to dump out.
Right.
Jersey never dumped out.
No, they kept their gang together, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, they moved Arnett at the deadline, but there was to get a player and a guy who's playing for them.
I know.
And I think they deserve to be commended for that, for keeping on trying. I mean, Lamorello could have said, forget it.
Forget it. Let's get out of here.
One of these guys. So.
Got music. Gotta go.
Oh, okay.
Say hi to Doss again and make sure he does his homework. And does he have a game or a practice tonight?
Just a practice.
Okay.
You know, in the GTHL, they have to be on the ice every single day.
All right. Teach him to be a stand-up goaltender. There's not many of them left. Damian Cox. Lester Munson, Greg Zahn in the next hour. After that, Nick Kyprios, Tim Danson, Steve Moore's lawyer, and Smokin' Joe Frazier. All coming up on Primetime Sports on The Fan and Sportsnet 1.